I did an extra waitlist clinic about a week ago. 13 people were booked in, 11 turned up. I think I referred one for physiotherapy. I think I'm seeing one again in 6 months' time. The other, I think nine, were discharged without any problems.
So of 13, two people required any follow-up?
Two people required anything.
And where's the problem there?
There's a number of aspects. People want to see a consultant rather than their GP a lot of the time. And quite often they wait to see a consultant rather than actually having treatment. So in my specialty orthopedics, say if you have knee pain, you don't need me to tell you you have knee pain. You need to go to a physiotherapist and do some treatment. If the treatment works, then you don't need to see anybody. But an awful lot of people bypass the treatment and wait to be seen by someone more senior to say you need treatment. So there's aspects
that. Are GPs perhaps are on the side of caution too much?
Well, there's. I suspect there is an element of that. There's also the demand of patients who feel they have to be seen in the hospital and they want to see the consultant. And unfortunately, as a surgeon, I would say that less than about 8 or 9% of patients that I see ever require an operation.
Wow. Should be filtered before they get to you, though, shouldn't they?
Well, we do our utmost to filter them, but it's very difficult.